Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMCA, now talking Nemaha Central basketball, and now joined by girls head coach, that is Haddon Hilchin. And what a win, coach, on Tuesday night. Let's go back to that one at Hiawatha, the Roundhouse, always a tough place to play in the Big 7. You guys get the win 44-41, and there's a lot to digest from that game, but just what are a few of the overall takeaways from getting that big road win?
Well, we got off to a pretty good start offensively. And the first half, we played really well on both ends of the floor. Our press caused them to turn the ball over, and we made some shots on offense and got us, built us a lead there. And I thought we rebounded the ball really well throughout the entire game. I think Ella Larkin, I don't know what she ended with, but it was a bunch. And we were able to make some big shots down the stretch.
Yeah, Ella Larkin, you know, she's just a lot of fun to watch in terms of her athleticism and just dominating the glass at times. And again, give or take, I try to keep rebounding stats. I had her for 15, give or take maybe one or two. So at least somewhere around there, she was in double figures in terms of rebounding. And then she had the biggest rebound of the game on a missed free throw with under a minute to go. It was an offensive rebound after a missed free throw that ultimately led to another round of free throws by Eddie Holthouse, which gave you one more point to get the lead to three. So, and even Mackenzie Henry, who had a big three late in the game as well to give you a four-point lead. It's just those little plays like that that certainly can make the difference.
Yeah, definitely. And Ella's done that all year. You know, she hasn't maybe scored the ball as much as she'd like. But I tell you what, she does everything else that helps us win. She leads us in rebounding, steals, and assists. And you don't find too many post players or forwards that do that. So she does a lot of little things that don't show up in the the points column, but they definitely help us in the win column, and that's what we're about.
And it was such a huge win in terms of the league standings right now, because it keeps you in a tie with Hiawatha with a 6-2 record. Jeff West also two losses, but they've played a couple more games in Big 7 play. So trying to keep pace, trying to win your fifth straight, it was just a monstrous win in the league on Tuesday night. Your team's won 7 out of 8. You got obviously want to keep this train rolling. Do you feel like you're playing the best basketball right now, or do you still feel like there's some room to improve?
You know, I think we got room for improvement, you know, as everybody probably does, but definitely we're playing the best basketball of the season so far, which is good to see. We've had some younger girls really step up and make us better. And, you know, the girls had that one circled. They knew it was a big game for the league. And, you know, these girls, they've improved a bunch. They put a lot of time in, and they're not ready to give that Big 7 league title away just yet.
You get back into it. It's another big one on Friday. You get back on your home floor. You get Perry LeCompton. It seems like it's been a long time since you last saw Perry LeCompton. It was the very first game of the year, early December. Now you're sitting here in early February and getting another rematch with the Cause the second time around. You know, how much difference, maybe not just them, but are you compared to maybe that first go around back in December?
Yeah, I know definitely we're a total different team than we were then. You know, just even who's stepping on the floor and giving us more minutes, so that's huge. And I know they'll be improved too, and they'll be licking their chops to come in our place and try to knock us off as everyone else does. But our girls will be ready for it. And we just really likely we're playing right now.
That is Haddon Hilchin, the Nemaha Central girls basketball coach. Another big win at Hiawatha on Tuesday, 44-41. They're 10-4, 6-2 in league play. They've won 7 of 8, and we'll try to keep the train rolling on Friday at home against Perry LeCompton. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
How you got, Brandon? Take care.